Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to our talk show, The Next Chapter Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Yes, it has been a long day today for me, but it has been a blessing. I just came back. A friend of mine was on TBN, and I wanted to go there and be supportive of her, and also a ministry that I'm a part of as well. And I got back here safely and on time and was able to get this computer working right. God is. It was a wonderful wonderful 2 hours spent because they had some great speakers on the air tonight. And like I said, thank you again for tuning in to our show tonight, where we encourage widows and anyone that has lost a loved one that are going through feelings of anxiety, depression, confusion, and maybe anger. But these are stages of grief. Loneliness and abandonment are some of the emotions that can be overwhelming at times. But there is hope, because there is a God. I want to start off, I want to get a few more people on the air, and I see that there are more people on now. I wanted to start off with a prayer, because some of the subjects that they talked about tonight, this nation and this country, this world needs prayer. We need to pray without ceasing, because all the things that are happening around us, we have to be very prayerful. And the thing is, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. The better part in all of this is that God is, and he's still in control in spite of all these things that are happening, changes. God is still there. He's not left us. Sometimes we go through changes that we feel that maybe he's not there, but he's right there. He has not left us. And I just want to pray and just first give him praise and honor, thanking him for his goodness and his mercy, thanking him for loving us unconditionally. In spite of what may happen, he's there, right there by our side. I'm asking him tonight to give us, continue to give us the will to continue in this world, and all the things that keep happening. Listening at the news now has become the worst thing to listen at on TV. Just ask you, Lord, to give us the love we need for each other. Send us the strength when we are weak. Send us the guidance to know what direction to turn. And most of all, show us your purpose, our purpose, and your purpose for us in life and our destiny to do your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving and kindness. Amen. Tonight, well, let me continue to talk about prayer. Prayer is quite simple conversation with God, and we need to do that more now than ever. What a joyous privilege is to have and be able to speak to him whenever our heart desires. At any time in the day, a morning, a night, we can talk with him. We're not always able to talk with our family, friends, whoever, anytime we want to. We sometimes have to wait until they get here, come from somewhere. But at any time, we can speak to our Heavenly Father. How could you ever get enough of these time with him? Meet him where you are and talk to him about your life. Tell him your troubles and leave your worries at his feet. Confess your sins to him and receive his forgiveness. Tell him how much you love him and how grateful you are to, that you are a child of God. You are his child. He's always ready to listen. All you have to do is when you call upon him and pray to him, he will hear you. He will reach out, and sometimes you can feel his touch. If you seek him with all your heart, he will show you that he's there and he still loves you unconditionally. But what I want to really talk about tonight is our ministry. If we have any new people on the line, or even ones have been on there for years and years, I am asking you to reach out and touch another widow. If things are, if you've been a widow for the last few months, few years, or many years, just know that the things that you have gotten through the last few months, the last few years, that God has gotten you through the process that of grief and where you are right now. I need to plead to you that there's so, if you hear about death, majority of the time is always, seems like it's always a male. And there's so many widows out there. Yeah, there's a lot of widowers out there too. But I want you to spend the rest of the summer reaching out to another widow and let them know how, when your loss was and how you've gotten to this point, because they need your help out there to get through during their time. And it'll make you feel better when you do it, because it's nothing like talking to another widow, knowing that they know how I feel. When I cry, whatever I do, they know what I have gone through or still going through. They know how you feel, and you'll know how they feel. Our 12th anniversary is September the 12th. Saturday, September the 12th. Save that date. Just like you received invitations to birthdays, anniversaries, retirement party, or whatever, save that date. September 12th from 9 to 11 a.m. A full breakfast will be served. We will have our 12th anniversary and our workshop. And we want you to reach out there and bring at least two widows to that event. Help them through what they're going through, like others have helped you, or the ministry as well. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows. That means it's not for you to sit and listen. It's for you to now reach out to another widow. It's good that you still call on the air. You do things with us, but it's time for you to reach out and touch someone else that needs your help, letting you know what, how you got through your time of grief. And we are special to God. It says, honor widows that are widows indeed. That means God cares about widows. He says that they should take care of us and our children. He's committed to that statement. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And I'm going to read some things from our brochure about our ministry. Recovering from your loss, your world may have been shattered when your husband, the one you love, passed away. It is possible to gain joy again. Help someone else to get that joy again. It is possible you can recover from your loss. Yes. It takes some time, day by day. Every challenge brings an opportunity for greater self-improvement. You can expect good to come out of this situation. Like I've spoken before, there's good. God will show you good out of it. Well, He's shown me my purpose and my loss. And I've accepted a torch, and I've ran with it, because I know that He has been faithful. Just like in Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you, and He does just that. Also, our brochure reads, The next chapter was created to help women recover from the loss of that special someone. That someone, your husband. It can be a mother, too. If you're going through grief process for another relative in your life. But most of all, widows are the special loved one you're talking about is your spouse. Widows have a special identity. You may be young or old. A lot of our widows, it's all different ages. We've had some in the 20s all the way up to 80 plus. There's no discrimination on age become a widow. You can be young, old, poor, wealthy, with or without children. Your loss could have been expected or sudden. Many of you have struggled with the sickness of your spouse. Well, mine was taken from me by a snap of a finger. Each one of us experienced differently. While they are many diverse situations, the common link is the marital relationship that was created regardless of the year. The emotional distress can be overwhelming. Yes, you experience it. Just knowing that a new widow that just lost her spouse needs that love and that support, because they're overwhelmed by grief. When someone has shared secrets with, where you have shared secrets with, you've made love with, laughed with, been angry with, and a host of other scenarios. Yes, we sit, lay down, or whatever, and think about the things that our spouse and I, we shared together. Yes, I miss those things, and I'm sure you do too. No one can feel those emptiness. Only God can help you fulfill it, those emptiness. Who understands? Who can I talk to? Who can help me with all of the details? How do I cope? Some of you have to deal with learning how to balance checkbooks yourself, paying the bills, getting things fixed around the house. Yes. But you'll learn how to do those different things because God gave you people and things to be able to help you with those situations. And you can pass those information to someone else. They're wondering, who can I get to cut my yard? Who can I get to fix something in my house? If you still need those things done, call Mary. Call Sheila. We got some people that we can depend on, reputable people that will not try to take advantage of you. These challenges gave birth to the next chapter. It is time to turn to the next chapter in your life. Some of you, when you first lost your husband, you didn't even want to think about a next chapter in your life. I know one of the widows, Brenda Newsom, she said she didn't want to hear about no next chapter, widow ministry. She didn't want to accept that her husband was deceased. Even though he was, she didn't want to accept that. She didn't want to hear about this ministry because she wasn't ready to go to the next chapter. But in time, you will accept it and you will go further. You will go on with your life with support. And we are here to help you and help others that you bring on to this ministry. God is the giver of life. He's always the one who takes it. We don't understand why he does these different things, but we have to accept it. With the spiritual insight and personal experience of I have personal experience, you can feel assured that you can get support from us because make you feel better about some of the things that you're doing. Some of the things that sometimes some of the women say, I thought I was going crazy. But to hear that another widow is doing the same thing I'm doing, I guess I'm not so crazy after all. We need you to reach out and touch another widow. He put together this ministry just for you, just knowing that how God put things together just for you. I mean, he loves you just that, I mean, just like that, to know that he put together Sheila and I as friends. Look how we became friends. Our children became friends first. That what brought us together, and the conversation started. God has this way to put things together. It's so amazing sometimes how he does things. So know, just know that you are special in his eyes. But there's so many others that are hurting that we got to wrap our arms around them and let them know that there's a ministry out there that women are willing to open, have open arms to help them through it. This ministry is 12 years old. Sheila and I can't do it by ourselves. We don't hear about every widow that's out there. We're not trying to reach every single one, but we'd like to reach some more, and God will direct your path. Guess what happened when I was at TBN tonight? Guess who was sitting right next to me? A widow. Right next to me to my right. I didn't know that she was a widow at first, but we started a conversation in between commercials. And she had a watch on. I had turned my phone off because they wanted us to turn the phone off, but she had a watch on. I kept watching the time because I knew I had to get back here to the show. And I told her I needed to leave, you know, as soon as 9 o'clock, I needed to get out of there. And she was saying, how far do you have to go? I told her I didn't have to go no more than about 10 or 15 minutes. So when I told her, you know, why I needed to get back to get ready for my talk show. So, and she said, I hope that you get back to your ministry in time. She didn't. Then when she said that, I told her what kind. She said, I'm a widow too. And I gave, and guess what? I have a journal, and I included several brochures in there of our ministry. And I gave her one, and she sat there and read the whole brochure while we were still, you know, listening to the speakers on TBN. So I gave her my journal and said, write your name and address, and I also asked her what her lost date was. It's been 9 years ago, but she still misses her husband, and she still has challenges. But you see what God did? He put me next to a widow tonight. So reach out and touch someone else. And I'm going to give her a call probably tomorrow and let her know some more about the ministry. And I told her about the time and number, so everything was on the brochure, but I know she didn't get back home because she was from Dallas, Georgia. The people were all over the country and different cities and stuff that came tonight to be on TBN. And she was from Dallas, Georgia, so she would have to drive all the way. She came with a group. But what I'm saying to you, look how God put a widow right next to me tonight. So this ministry is not just for Sheila and I. It's for you to also be a witness to someone else. So I'm asking you to please reach out and bring in at least two. It can be more, any numbers. To our anniversary, if you are able to attend, we will, like I said, we will have a full breakfast, and we will celebrate our anniversary as well as a workshop. We will give you more details as far as the workshop. But we want you to reach out. It will help you. It'll help you to feel better about what you're going through, and you can help someone else. Because they are going through the same thing, feeling of anxiety, depressed, confusion, anger when it first happened, why God, you know, took my husband, loneliness, abandonment. All of those things, yes, but I know most of you, I'm sure you're feeling better now. You still have ways to go and some that are still new, yes, but at least you know you got a group of people that feel just like you, have been through what you've gone through, and that makes all the difference in the world. So I am asking you tonight, I'm asking you to recruit widows. Tell them about the show. I mean, we do several different things. We have a calendar that we have done something every month of the year. Let me get this my schedule here. In January, we had our first meeting. In February, we had a ball. We had a Valentine breakfast at TGIF. We had a good time, and we had Willie Jackson to serenade us, and he is awesome. In March, we had another meeting, April, and at these meetings, we were also paying on our trip that we were getting ready to go to Memphis, Tennessee. What else? We went bowling a few weeks ago. A few of us went bowling. We had a great time. And you've heard I've talked about our Memphis trip. We had a great time there. Go to our website. If you have a Facebook page, go to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, and you'll see lots of pictures. And pictures of other events over the years is on that Facebook, so you can see the fun that we've had. So widows can have fun too. Now this month is sabbatical. We're not having any meeting this month, but Sheila and I, and I'm working on some of the stories that we're going to be putting in our book that we're going to definitely have published by year end. Our first of year, we're going to have a book where we're going to be selling and selling to bring funds into the ministry so we can continue to do what God wanted to do. But most of that book is for to encourage every new widow. We're going to give that book. We're not going to ask them to pay for that book. We're going to give them that book because we want to encourage them. Once they read about this testimony about other widows, they're going to feel better about themselves. They're going to be able to, they can get through this time in their lives. So just knowing that we are working on that this month. August, we're going to have our meeting. Yeah, we have two more minutes. Let me say it real fast. But these are the things that we're going to be working on. We're working on our anniversary in August. We'll have a speaker we're working on that and some other things about the anniversary, and we'll talk about it some more. If you have any suggestion, we've had one person to help us to recommend a speaker, but we'll check. We got to confirm all of that. Anniversary September 12th. So it is so many things that we are doing, and we're going to be doing some more things throughout the end of the end of the year. But just knowing that your purpose might be not just to be a part, a member of this Next Chapter Widow Ministry, but also to do, you know, when the pastor saying that people just sit on the pew, they got a little certain spot in the church and they sit. Well, I want you to do a little bit of work with this ministry. I want you to go out and bring back one or two widows, and you can bring out more. There are plenty of widows out there, but we want to be there and do God's will by encouraging the widows. So that we only have one more minute. So I just want to you to be encouraged in knowing that you're going to get through it. We are going to get through it together. And we're going to make this ministry a blessing to us and others. There are lots of things that God wants this ministry to go, where we want to go. We're going to be, we're going to get bigger and bigger because God doesn't want us to stay at this point. He wants good things, better things to happen for us. We're going to have, we already have a name. There was not a widow ministry out there before. And we're going to be doing workshops and start partnershiping with others and hoping that we can make this a great and wonderful ministry throughout the country. Well, be blessed and have a great week and knowing that God loves you and so do Sheila and I. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who held your power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be.